Hello, it's me again, Roger Hart from Movie Life Principles. Today, we're going to find out more about the life principle, speak positively about others and yourself. My message has, as usual, three sections. Number one, the movie scenes. Number two, the life principle behind it. And number three, your next steps. Section 1. The movie scenes. Phil is really down, because he relives the same day over and over again. He and Rita sit in a restaurant, and Phil talks about his problem. He tells her how he's been stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, burned, and how he always wakes up just fine the next morning. Then they get up and Phil walks from table to table and tells Rita all about the people sitting at each one, where they're from or what they do. At one point, Rita asks him if he knows her too. They sit down and Phil starts talking about Rita, what she likes, where she goes in the summer with her family, and that she looks like an angel in the snow. He says it in a very sensitive and engaging way. Rita feels embarrassed that Phil knows so much about her. At the same time, she's very touched by his words and emotions. They both leave the restaurant together and outside. Rita tells Phil that she'd like to spend the rest of the day with him as an objective witness, just to see what happens. In the next scene, Rita and Phil sit on the bed in Phil's motel room. They throw cards in a hat together while they're waiting. Exactly at midnight, Rita thinks it's over, but Phil tells her it doesn't happen until 6 in the morning. At 3:02, Rita is lying on the bed, listening to Phil reading from a book. She's very sleepy, so Phil covers her with a blanket and Rita adjusts herself for sleep. Well, she's already half asleep. Phil lies next to her, seeing and knowing that she's already dozing off and not hearing him anymore. He says to her, quote, "What I wanted to say was, I think you're the kindest, sweetest, prettiest person I've ever met in my life. I've never seen anyone that's nicer to people than you are. The first time I saw you, something happened to me. I never told you, but I knew that I wanted to hold you as hard as I could. I don't deserve someone like you. But if I ever could, I swear, I would love you for the rest of my life." After a pause, Rita asks him with a sleepy voice if he has said something. Her brain didn't hear what Phil had just said, but somehow her subconscious mind got it. More importantly, Phil released his feelings by speaking. When Phil wakes up the next morning, he looks to the right to see if Rita is still there with him. But as he secretly feared, she's not. This time, after getting up and looking out of the window to check on the weather, like every morning, he turns around, waits for a brisk moment, and right there, you can see the shift in his posture and his spirit. His head is up and his shoulders are back, with a content and confident facial expression. He had finally told Rita what he's been hiding for a long, long time, and this has set him free. All his barriers are down. Phil does occasionally do some positive self-talking in the movie. "I surprise myself sometimes. I am versatile." He calls himself a talent. He says he's incredible. He's a celebrity. And more. Now we're moving to section 2. The life principle behind these movie scenes: speak positively about others and yourself. Phil truly felt and believed what he said. In the first scene, he shared some facts about Rita while she was listening. In the second scene, he tells her what he feels, what he thinks, and what he dreams of. He knew, at that moment, that Rita wouldn't hear it, so he was totally free to say whatever he wanted to. There were no fears and no limitations holding him back any longer. I personally believe that he had said and prepared his speech over and over again in his mind for the last few years. That moment, when he finally had the chance and the confidence to say it, it was a huge release. That's why we see the shift in his posture and his spirit the next day. When we speak positively about ourselves or others, we release positive energy to the world. We nurture and strengthen our inner self. Even when we speak positively about others, we don't just do it for them. We also do it for ourselves. Why? Because it's positive energy, and it makes us feel good to make others feel good. At this point, in my own Groundhog Day way, because I know I keep repeating myself to those who have listened to more than one podcast, I would like to thank the creators of the Groundhog Day movie, and Phil, who showed us how one can turn his whole life around. Are you ready to take action? The last section is about your next steps. Download our free worksheet for this exercise. You'll be given the website link at the end of this podcast. Let me give you some other examples for the principle: speak positively about others and yourself first. How about this? You come home from work and you talk about a coworker or your boss. You call your parents and speak about your children. You're at a party and you talk about your spouse or a mutual friend. I'm asking you, what do you normally say about others? Is it gossip? Is it negative or insulting? Or do you speak positively, using encouraging words? What do you say about yourself? Here's your task. Take notes on what you say about others on a daily basis for the next few days. Make a list with three columns: A, B, and C. In column A, write down who you speak about. In column B, for every single person in column A, note some keywords for every statement you made about them. Then, in column C, mark every line with a plus for a positive, a minus for a negative, and a zero for a neutral statement. Make several lists, so that you can capture enough statements and people. After a few days, look at your sheets. Do you see a pattern? Are there more minus signs than plus signs? Take a new sheet with the same columns. Note down the people you'll probably speak about soon. What positive statements can you say about them? Can you find at least one positive thing to say about them? Make sure your list is long enough and contains plus signs only. Be aware that you actually don't have to address the statement to them. You can say it to yourself or to someone else. I also challenge you to do a whole set of sheets with positive statements about yourself and read them aloud every day. Here's a small exercise for you. You can do it now or later when you can close your eyes. Take one moment, close your eyes, and imagine yourself as your favorite actor or actress. See the dress or suit, the shoes, the scenery. What's happening around you? See it, smell it, hear it. Then, still being this actor or actress, speak the positive statements about yourself to whomever you want. It could be your visualized partner, your audience, your dog, your cat, your goldfish, whatever. Make it real and fun. Words have incredible power. If you want to change your life, you've got to change your words. What you say on a regular basis will become a reality in your life. If you want to know what you're going to be like in 5 years, just listen to what you're saying about yourself and others now. That's why this life principle is so important. To get your free worksheet for this life-changing lesson, visit us at movielifeprinciples.com. If you want to change your habits forever, our guide on how to establish new habits will really help. Subscribe to our mailing list and receive the condensed email version for free. Or, for just a very small donation, you can download the full color, all singing, all dancing version, which includes fun and inspirational cartoons and many more useful insights. I hope you request these resources. I know they will help you to live a better, happier, more successful, and more rewarding life. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked it. Join me again for another life-changing lesson. In the words of Phil, from Movie Life Principles, it's Roger Hart. So long.